Sean Stone is here. He is our cultural correspondent, comes in, tells us what's happening around town, and could be movies, could be music, could be plays, could be museums, could be art openings and lectures, whatever the case may be. And he comes every Thursday. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Excellent. You saw what was a big money-making movie, Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Yes, or as the lineup board of movies at the mall called it, Wreck-It Ralph 2.
That's not the name of the movie.
It's not
right?
The name of the movie. Yeah. What's on the board. Ralph Breaks the Internet. If you missed Wreck-It Ralph, this is a giant cartoon character. This is an animated film. He and his little friend have a problem, so they have to go on the internet and save her video game. They have to get a part for the video game. And then all sorts of heck breaks loose when they reach the internet. The big dumb character is voiced by John C. Reilly, and the little racing driver prince/princess character is voiced by Sarah Silverman, and they are both fantastic.
Excellent.
Just hugely entertaining. You go on the internet, and it's as branded as you would expect. There's a big Google tower. There's a Facebook tower. I was kind of surprised. I didn't see any Russians.
No Russians
or Nazis around the Facebook tower. I thought that was kind of a missed opportunity. But it's actually a very imaginative
Wreck-It
movie.
Ralph 3.
Yeah, there you go. It's actually a very imaginative movie. It's from Disney. And my only complaint was that it was about 10 minutes too long.
Hmm. Well, I say that about a lot of things. But...
yeah, there you go. That's right.
Not the least of which is this show. But Ralph Breaks the Internet. Good to see that. Okay, then what do we got going
on? We're going to start with Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas at Proctor's. It's the big touring Broadway production. It's at 1:30 and 7 p.m. today, and it runs through Sunday. And I believe you're at your value-added content.
So, you know, it's always been a joke in our house because my dad loved to read The Grinch. And then when The Grinch was animated, we all loved that as a kid, the Chuck Jones version of it. And Max was great. And they did a pretty good job of not screwing up the story. And so the but I know it by heart. I know the whole story by heart. I can do it from top to bottom. Every Whodunit in Whoville, like Christmas.
That's
the
right.
Grinch who lived just north of Whoville did not. Okay, can do the whole thing. So then they have this little thing, I guess. What they do is before a performance, they have a reader and some kids. And I don't know how they get the children, but whether they take them out of the audience or they're abducted elsewhere, I don't know
exactly
how they get them. But they have children there. I don't think they're actors. I think they're just kids.
Right.
And they bring them onto stage, and then I sit down, or the reader sits down and reads the first part, the good part of A Grinch.
Right.
And then it's somewhere about 2/3 into it, you stop and you say, "We now present How the Grinch Stole Christmas," and then the show begins.
How about that?
Yeah.
And that'll be you.
That'll be me today at 1:30. That's what I get to do today.
All right.
So I bought Christmas socks.
Nice.
And that's probably all you're going to get. In a dramatic reading of How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Like I said, value-added
content. I'm very much looking forward to it.
Okay, tonight.
You think the Grinch will take a picture with me?
I think he will.
I don't think that violates any copyright rules or anything.
They might complain if you put it on your Facebook page.
Yeah, so well, then why take it?
I know.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Tonight at the Stanley Theater in Utica, it's Jerry Seinfeld.
The best.
It's his only upstate appearance. You know, he's going to Newark and Florida after this or something like that.
Nobody better. I've seen him when he's been here at the Palace, and he just comes out. He makes it look so easy. It's not, and it's a lovely evening of comedy.
Indeed. Also tonight at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall in Troy, it's the Soweto Gospel Choir, Songs of the Free in honor of the Nelson Mandela centennial birthday. That should just be a magnificent show. Carl's going. He's very excited about
that. Yes, Carl Blackwood. I will tell you that we played the music here yesterday during the panel breaks, and it's chilling. It's just lovely, beautiful, incredible music. Just goosebumpy. So that is happening
tonight.
All right.
Tomorrow night from 5 to 9 p.m., bundle up around Lark Street in downtown Albany. It's First Friday Albany. I mention this because if you go to there's a Facebook page now of the events listed. There's a lot of really interesting family-friendly events going on. And you have to look through the little list and find them. Then one's in the First Presbyterian Church and one's here and there. But, you know, and the Albany Institute has free admission. But there's a lot of interesting stuff going on, so you don't have to stand out in the cold too much.
That'll be fun. Yeah, that'd be excellent.
Also tomorrow night, Homemade Theater up at the Spa Little Theater in Saratoga Springs is opening their production of A Christmas Story. That's tomorrow night at 7:30. It runs weekends through December 16th.
And, you know, this is a little known fact, but I got a good agent. They've asked me if I would, for the one performance, if I'd be a leg lamp. I said no. A Christmas Story is, you know, that it's some pretty good, I believe, I have to look this up. I don't want to be an idiot, but I think the people who did the music for Evan Hansen.
Oh, really?
And Patrick and Paul. I think they did the Christmas Story music. And I'm not positive on that, but I'm going to look that up. Go ahead.
Also tomorrow night, Friday night at the Egg, it's 8 o'clock. It's legendary jazz guitar player John Schofield and his Combo 66.
Yes, I'm correct on that, by the way.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're
You good. And yes, thank you, Sarah.
We have a lot of Broadway experts here.
Go ahead.
Saturday night at 6 o'clock at the Mehewi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Mass. It's Close Encounters with Music, an evening of wonderful chamber music. It's Mozart and Schubert, Marzipan and the Trout, which means, of course, Schubert's trout thing. It's very pleasant. No, it's beautiful. Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, the Union College Concert.
Did you say Schubert's trout thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's famous.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I can't hear enough of that.
I have a very bad memory of it from where it was used in a movie.
Okay.
That I don't want to bring up. The Union College Concert Series at the Memorial Chapel. Saturday, Sunday at 3 o'clock, Jonathan Biss, piano. He's going to perform Haydn, Beethoven, Mozart, and Schumann. Sunday night at Cafe Lean in Saratoga Springs at 7 o'clock, it's Josh White Jr.'s Christmas Spirit Show. He first debuted on Broadway with his father in 1949. He went to school with all sorts of interesting people.
Wow.
He's a legend. So this would be quite a show. Monday night at the Palace Theater in Albany, they're showing the movie The Muppet Christmas Carol. 7 o'clock.
Doesn't get better than that.
No, it doesn't. They have a great lineup of Christmas movies this year. Still to come are, of course, It's a Wonderful Life and that other family favorite, Bad Santa. But Monday is the Muppet Christmas Carol.
Look forward to it.
And this is really interesting. They are not releasing the movie slowly this time. They're letting Wreck-It Ralph 2 eat up all the money and Creed 2, and they're just going to carpet bomb us close to Christmas with Mary Poppins Returns and all these big movies, because there's no big movie opening this week. There's a Schindler's List 25th anniversary. The schedule didn't come in from the local art house, so I don't know if they got Mary Queen of Scots or not. But right now they're just biding their time, going to just bombard you
drop everything.
Drop everything at Christmas.
Well, it's a long weekend. A lot of people have the long weekend, so you have 5 days to catch however many movies you can slug into that time.
You know, you're out at the mall, and this is where the movie's playing. You're out at the mall, and you've been shopping all day. Why not go see Schindler's List?
Right. It is. I have to say, all of these anniversaries I find alarming, because it is hard to believe that film has been around for 25 years.
I know.
But I'm glad they do a nice job.
They do a nice job on that, especially since Liam Neeson makes like 25 movies a year now.
Well, that's true. Yeah, and a very different parts, let's say.
Oh, yes, very much so.
Very different parts. And when I say they do a nice job, I mean, I think in these anniversaries, they'll have bonus, as you mentioned before,
bonus content.
Which is very, very nice. They give you a little documentary, put it in a context. It's nice. Make it a little bit longer. That's always good. You can find out, you can see Sean's entire list by going to our website, wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable, and you'll be back next Thursday.
I will.
Excellent. Sean, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Good to see you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.